Have you ever faced a storm in your life? And if so, did you wish that it never happened to you or that you would have handled it differently? Storms can either bring the best or the worst out of us, and sometimes a combination of the two. Either way, there is a lesson to be learned. Often life is viewed as it will never happen to me. But when faced with unexpected storms or circumstances, life can be rough. Sometimes we can have experiences in our homes, our workplaces, or just life in general, and there is nothing we can do about it, or so it seems at the time. Later, we wish that we had handled the situation differently, but it was too late. Of the many experiences that I've had, the most interesting one was as a principal of a high school a few years ago. The student population was nearly 2,000. One day, half of them decided not to go to class, as directed by me. And after warning them that if they did not go to class, I would suspend them from school, their response was, "You can't suspend all of us," and began to chant, "Hell no, we won't go. Hell no, we won't go." I will not present the entire details of the situation, only to say that I suspended approximately 3/4 of the 2,000. And the superintendent, in effect, suspended me through other actions. Like the students, I thought that could never happen to me, but it did. I became angry and ended up in a bad place. But after becoming angry and facing up to what actually happened in the process, I performed a self-evaluation on the role I played. I got help and took responsibility for my actions. I learned that when I realized the role I played in the situation, right or wrong, and was ready to face the music, I was able to move on with my life and gradually get rid of the anger that had built up inside of me. The message I want to pass on to you is simply this. If you find yourself in a bad place, evaluate your mindset and do something about it so that you can move on with your life intact more quickly than you might have thought possible at the time. Situations don't get better or worse by themselves. Take action. The first step is to ask yourself these questions. Why am I reacting this way in this situation? What can I do about it? Or if I can move on with my life? I have to do something to be able to move on. Then, once you do what you need to do, you probably need to seek professional help so that you can get your life back intact more quickly than you thought possible. While the answers may not come quickly, or they may not be what you want them to be necessarily, but you will find peace in the process. Hopefully, you will realize that when you seek truth for your thoughts or actions, instead of being angry or passing the blame, you will realize the role you played in the situation. Accept it. As the saying goes, the truth will set you free. It did for me. If this message has been helpful, pass it on. I just did.